All right, so Jason, how did this event come to be?
Well, you know, I've been a member of the retro community on IG for about a year and a half or so. And just, you know, through following other people, the event itself kind of started popping in my head because we found a story about this little girl, Brooklyn, who's a six-year-old girl fighting liver cancer. The story kind of touched me, you know, and the family started to incur a lot of debt. So there were small fundraisers that were going on, you know, throughout the community. And I said, you know, maybe we could do something, you know, in addition to everything that's been going on to help this little girl. Just on a quick side note, though, I do want to throw out there that she's doing very well right now. In January, she received a new liver transplant, and it's been working, and everything's going well. But we do want to help out the family now, kind of put this all to bed, you know, and get rid of all their debt. So that's kind of how it came about.
All right. So how do you go from, okay, other people doing fundraisers to kind of like this little mega event that you got going? How did that all come to be? How did you organize this?
The train of thought I had at the time was, you know, I always wanted to see all my friends together in one spot. And I thought, hey, wouldn't it be great if we can get all the local gamers together and, you know, in one place and kind of just enjoy each other's company, but at the same time do some good with it. That was really what started the whole concept of doing a retro party at Black Attic Tattoo Studio. Well, I thought it was also a good idea when we started talking to people in the community on IG. I knew that not everybody could make it there, so I started asking people if they'd be willing to donate maybe an item for sale or a cash donation, and I had an overwhelming show of support. We have items that got delivered from all over the world from fellow retro gamers so that we can actually sell those items at the party to help raise money for the family. It's just a beautiful thing, Pat. I really, what it comes down to is just this community kind of inspired all of it. You know, it's one thing to do something when you're sitting on a couch by yourself, but after seeing all the support and all the love that they were showing this family, and it just felt right to see if we can get as many people together in one place at one time.
What are some of these items that are for sale?
We had some beautiful things. I'll start by talking about a particular artist that's out of France. His name is Game Boy Cameraman, and you can find him on IG. And he's gone all over the world taking pictures with his childhood Game Boy. And he's actually been featured by Instagram itself. It's pretty amazing. He actually reached out to me and said, you know, I want to do something special. I've had this Game Boy with me since childhood and this Game Boy camera, and I've seen so many beautiful things with it. And he's like, I want to do something special with it now. So he actually sent that over from Europe.
Wow.
To sell. So that's to me one of the most touching. Then we had another gentleman that goes by Bobby on Instagram, who lives all the way out in Hong Kong. And he actually sent us, you know, those Mega Man replica helmets.
Yeah.
He actually sent one of those from Hong Kong. Wow. I mean, so that is kind of what we have there. I mean, we have Game Boys, we have rare titles that are sealed. We have some common titles that everyone really likes. You definitely, it's across the board retro. And I love it. Just because these things have come from all over the world to help a girl who's from the down south in the U.S. all the way to New York so we can sell them on her behalf. I think it's a touching story.
So how is it going to work? It's going to be like a silent auction at the tattoo parlor?
I think what we're going to do is actually price out some of the items for their actual value. Uh-huh. And see if we could sell them right then and there. Also, we're going to do, at the same time the party's going on, we're going to do a live claim sale also.
Oh, very nice.
On IG. This way, everybody who took part, you know, not just who's physically there, but is there in spirit, can, you know, kind of take part in it. And we're also going to be doing a raffle, one raffle in particular that we're going to do post-party on IG. Is we have ourselves a mini NES Mini Classic that's been modded that has the full NES library on it. So I know how hard those things are to get right now.
Sure.
And this one's been completely modded to have every game, not just 30. So I thought that was fantastic. That was another great, great donation by one of our fellow members of the community.
So away from erasing this family's debt, what else are you guys trying to do? I mean, you guys have the page up, and it's you're trying to get $2,000, but if you get more than that at the party, where is that going? Is that going directly to them?
Every single cent that is raised is going to go to this family. So we're doing it like on a three-part format. We're going to take $10 at the door for everyone who's attending the party. 100% of those proceeds collected at the door are going to go directly to the family. Also, in coordination with that, we're going to take all those items that I mentioned, many more other than I mentioned, and we're going to sell those, and 100% of those proceeds are going to go directly to the family. And we also have an online donation which I know you'll be posting for us on our behalf.
Yep.
So that if you can't make it to the party and you don't really necessarily have something you can donate, you can actually just make a cash donation. And we're not looking for anything big from anybody. It's really all about just a bunch of people from a community making small donations that turns into a big number. I mean, that's all you could ask for, right? Even if it's a dollar, just imagine if 1,000 of us just threw a dollar at this. It's $1,000 more towards the family and their medical bills.
Is there anything else that you want to add?
Add to the party itself? Maybe I could talk about what will be at the party.
Sure.
This way, I figured we might as well mention that.
Absolutely.
We have some great DJs lined up. One in particular is Lenny Emery. Lenny is an associate with Run DMC. He's a very talented DJ, pretty big in New York. I'm very honored to have him. And we'll have a few other DJs that are actually pretty big. They'll be later named at the party, more of a surprise. I know that we know each other, Pat, and I know that you're familiar with my collection.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a very sizable retro game collection, which consists of many, many systems and kiosks. I'm going to be actually bringing those starting tomorrow. Bringing those to Black Attic Tattoo Studio, and I will have set up a free play for everybody.
Oh, wow.
So we're talking, maybe 20 systems on CRT TVs. We're talking 5 or 6 kiosks, maybe a few arcade machines. I'm probably going to have a very sore back by the end of the week, but it's a good cause, and it's definitely worth it. So for the retro community, I think it's going to be a great time. You're going to be listening to the great, great music. Food and drink will be there. Definitely some adult beverages, so feel free to go grab a cold one on us. And you like the gaming, and that's what it's about. It's about community. And what I hope from this is that not only do we help Brooklyn, but this kind of raises awareness in general that this community that we have, it's full of such great people, can do more. We can always come together and maybe pick other causes to stand up with each other and get something really accomplished. It's the beginning of what I hope will be many, many events